Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, have you noticed maybe that the Cheerios at the grocery store are costing a little bit more than they did a few months ago? It's happening when it comes to grocery supplies. Pretty much across the board, the price increases are on everything from cereal to dairy to meats and eggs. And why is that? Tammy Bastin is the director of the Center for Economic Education at Northern Illinois University. She joins us now. Tammy, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, so is the premise correct? Are prices going up?
I think it is. I think we had like a time period where some of our ability to even produce goods was kind of not happening, right? We're staying home from work, we're in quarantine, and so inventories are kind of low. And so some of the prices that were kind of low during this pandemic, like I don't know if you remember last year at this time, the price of gas went down to $1. At the gas station. So some of the prices that were low at the time aren't going to still be low.
So
right? Like we're
don't
moving
remember
and
that.
Grooving again.
Right.
We don't remember that.
We don't remember the good times. Well, so in the spring, when there was a real rush on products, that was more of an emotional response, right? So that's the emotional response to the pandemic. And now the price pressure is more of, if you will, a physical response to what came out of the pandemic.
Yeah, I think there's part of that too.
Okay.
I think also what we wanted during a pandemic was a little bit different than what we would have wanted otherwise. So you saw, unique prices going up, like home gym equipment, and a lot of people were redoing their houses, so labor, the cost of lumber and things like that were definitely on the rise at that, where other items were uniquely low. So fast forward to now, I think you have just new money coming up for kind of normalcy, and so a lot of those types of goods are kind of were undersupplied. And then the other goods that we always buy, like food, we bought it during the pandemic and we're going to keep buying it now. And so I think you're starting to see the prices of those go up, include things like the price of gas going back up.
But
right? So it costs more to deliver the stuff to the stores. And in general, the cost of labor is going up, whether it's labor wages or just the cost of having workers at the buildings. The cost of labor is kind of higher. And so I think your food industry is experiencing that cost significantly.
So
right?
Why is the cost of labor going up if the unemployment rate is so high?
Well, it's not just labor. It's more like the utilization of labor, because, we, potentially could spread the virus, right? And so we have to have new equipment to make it so each worker, so every worker hour is kind of more costly to the business.
I see. Right. Okay.
I don't know that we're paying anybody more.
But worker costs are going up.
And to be honest, the labor market's kind of tight, too. So we are actually paying a little bit more to get workers to want to work, I would say, in this environment.
There's a lot of talk about the minimum wage going up. I mean, we might be getting ahead of ourselves here. But I would imagine, would that lead to increased costs as well?
Right. Remember, we work on anticipation a lot. So some of that stuff being talked about right now is already being priced into some of the food and some of the stuff we're seeing, where people are anticipating things may cost more later, right? We may have to pay workers more later. And so some of that is kind of, like I said, just getting pre-priced into food. It's kind of, I don't know how I want to say it in a sense, but businesses don't like to change prices. They're sticky in a sense. What businesses typically do is they put things on sale. So what you're seeing is less sales.
I see.
I think that could be a little bit longer of that going on, just because I think cost of businesses are on the rise. And then like other things too, just like the raw materials necessary for farming or for, those are costing more, because it's not just like the United States in a pandemic, the world's in a pandemic, right? So everyone is kind of in rush for goods, right? So we're all kind of merging back up. We want goods. What was the one I heard the other day, like the ketchup package shortage?
Right.
That's going on in restaurants. And so, just even delivering of certain items, we still can deliver, but the cost associated with that delivery is on the rise.
So I read one article where they said the prices in some key household items and foods have been going up about 3%, 3.5% over the past 12 months. If you consider a family of four, that's about $500 a year. Are those statistics in keeping with what you're finding?
I just talked to the guy over at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. His name's Paul Albert. Uh-huh. He's like a regional economist. And we sat down and chat, and he kind of said that's what they were finding. Because remember, they kind of send out people on the ground and look at what prices are actually at the Walmarts in their local areas or at the different supermarkets in your local area. So they're really kind of doing the legwork, and that is what they're finding. That's about that. Mm-hmm. Now, some predict it's going to have a sharp uprise, just due a little bit to some of the stuff that's coming out of the White House right now. New, you know, 1.9 stimulus package, this new infrastructure rebuild, all of that is going to put pressure on our resources to produce, some of the stuff used, to rebuild America is the same stuff that we use to build houses.
I see. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but the fact is that the construction crews are going to be on I-55 or I-5 going, or I-88, I guess it is now, going east-west by DeKalb rather than working on my driveway or things like that.
Right. You're right. When we get back to full employment, we're kind of grasping for a lot of resources that can create inflation. Now, to say that there wasn't positives that came out of this pandemic, that people may not be actually, factoring into inflation expectations, even like Zoom calls, maybe there's certain markets in which prices will be lowered. But on average, I still think just because the world, we all still need to eat. I think things like food prices are going to go up.
Well, when we're buying our dozen eggs at the store, then I guess we just need to take a deep breath and recall the dollar a gallon gasoline and hope that things just even out.
Right. I don't think most of us even saw that because remember we were in a pandemic, so we were all like locked in our houses. So no. Our tanks were already filled. So,
actually, Tammy, I've got cans of gas all around my house now because I stocked up when I could. Tammy Bassin.
You would think we would do that more, but really, how can you? It's such an unstorable asset. So,
Tammy Bassin.
I think that's a big one.
The director of the Center for Economic Education at Northern Illinois University's Go Huskies. Tammy, it was nice to talk to you.
It was great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.